There are a number of announcements, and I'm going to try to make each of them brief, as Leonard said, so that the announcements are not longer than the sermon. There's a lot going on here in the coming week, which is amazing and wonderful and awesome, because that speaks of so much life and so much spirit, especially as we head into this upcoming season of Christmas. So this coming week, on Wednesday evening, we have the Candlelight Eucharist. Encourage you to come out and be part of that and to experience the sacredness in the dark with just the candles and very meditative music, part of our Advent tradition, and I hope that you'll think about coming out to that. Friday evening, we have the Poetry Cafe, which especially has a Christmas focus to it. And if you need more information, please speak to Leonard. But that's Friday night here. Invite your friends. Actually, invite your friends to all of this. It's wonderful. Saturday afternoon, the children, a family gathering to celebrate Christmas. And if you have more information, speak to Jeff. It's going to be a wonderful event. And it's an opportunity for families and anyone who wants to come together to prepare for that Christmas celebration by being together as community. So that's in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock on Saturday, we have caroling in Dempsey Park. And so I encourage you to come out and be part of that as well. Thank you to Leonard for the work that he's done in building that relationship with the Friends of Dempsey Park so that we can enter into this ministry in partnership with them. Leonard reminded me today to remind people, please bring a flashlight. We must think we're going to be there for a long time. It gets dark earlier. Okay. So that's at 4 o'clock, and if you want to meet here and park in the parking garage here, we can walk over to Dempsey Park together. Next Sunday after church, it's a whole weekend of events. Isn't this wonderful? Our Christmas trees are going to be up, and they are going to need to be decorated. And so we have some volunteers of people who are going to be here to help coordinate the decorating of the trees. And there'll be one in here and one in the front entranceway, and we hope that everyone will take part in that as together we decorate the Christmas trees for our celebrations. A reminder that if you wish to make donations for the TIM cards, for the people who come to the Out of the Cold program, the envelopes are available at the back. And as well, there are Christmas cards. I don't want anybody to leave without signing at least 5 Christmas cards. At least 5. Because then when we give the TIM cards to the people who come to the Out of the Cold, it's not generically from the people of St. George on Young. It is from the people of St. George on Young. So sign at least 5, more cards even, the more the better. Finally, Jeff has an announcement from our Sunday school.
Since people say they can't hear me without a mic, I'm going back here. Today in Sunday school, we started our John the Baptist chain. And if you notice, especially on this side, the Sunday school is going around with strips of paper, and they're getting your names on the paper, and they will be attached to the link. And Christmas Eve, something very special is going to happen to this link. I'm going to have to rely on Leonard and Kathy. I'm on holidays, fortunately. And Mark, Leonard, and Sister Constance are going to take pieces of paper, and they're going to, when they go to the shut-ins or the people in retirement homes or the people that come to them for assistance, all of them will get their name on it and attached to this link, this chain. And on, like I said, Christmas Eve, there will be one very special link added. So you'll have to show up at Christmas Eve to find out what it is. And that will join us all into a very happy occasion.
Thank you, Jeff, for presenting us with this idea. It's a wonderful opportunity. And not only are Leonard and Sister Connie and I taking links to the chain, we want to invite any of you, which just means that Jeff has to cut more paper. We want you to take links with you. And if there's anyone that you think of that you'd like to ask to add their name to the link, have them put their name on it, and it'll get added as well. And I think this is a wonderful opportunity to engage the people in our everyday life and to say, we want you to be part of our celebration of Christmas in this John the Baptist chain that's sharing our faith, and a wonderful opportunity to do that. So see Jeff, get a piece of the paper, take it to someone and ask them to put their name on it and to become part of the chain. And the other thing I want to encourage you to do is, with all of these things that are happening, invite your friends and invite your family. Christmas has got to be the easiest time to invite people to church. So go and try it, and you'll find out how easy it is. They may come, they may not. That doesn't matter. What you do is you allow God to do with the invitation what will happen with the invitation. But they won't come unless you invite them. So take the opportunity to say, why don't you come with me? It's going to be a great time and a wonderful experience. So looking forward to the next week and a bit of Christmas preparation and the opportunity to do that as a community. The wardens have an announcement. Yes.
Thank you very much, Mark. I think the notice on the screen says it all. Traditionally, in the Anglican Church, this is a time of year when we tend to give most. And we do have a significant shortfall in our budget so far this year. And so I'm just reminding everyone to remember to give at this time of year to the church. We need it. This is our church. These are our numbers that's up there. This is not Anglican numbers. This is not Diocese of Toronto numbers. These are the numbers for this community. Without each of us making our contribution, we cannot keep the doors open.
Thank you, Max. Our closing and recessional hymn.